Nigga rolling up, Uber black Cadillac, high heel boots and a sexy body full of tats. Baby's bad, oh baby's hella bad. After her there ain't no coming back. Wanna take a run at that. I think she's feeling me, turn it up a few degrees. My imagination of her body gets the best of me. Oh gosh, she's such a tease, bitten lips, bruised knees. I'm addicted to her, need her touching me. Cause she got a bad little waist and we tearing down this place. Off the liquor that we chase, got some egos to the face. Baby, I don't need no space, coming closer for a taste. And I'll show you how I make it. Everything just fade away, cause she's like sex, drugs, cocaine, body so insane. Jealous of the clothing that she wears up on a tight frame. No game, no shame.
Hey guys, what is going on? Welcome, happy Wednesday, we made it! And more importantly, Steph's here, cause this took like a month of Sundays to make happen. This is good news.
Yeah, we're here though.
You are. So how are you tonight?
I'm great, I'm doing good.
Awesome. We gotta turn your mic up a little bit. I can barely hear you. Hold on one second. I got you. Let's see. Just talk a little bit more.
Mic check. Mic.
There you go. That's a little better. Guys, let me know if there's an issue on your side, but it seems okay here. So, we got a bunch of people in the side chat. Just want to check in, see how everybody is doing. HD Ty's here. Nice. Wow. Stacy's here. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. So it is, it's actually not a, we're not dying in New Jersey today. So that's good. It's a little cooler. Steph and I were just talking about that. So Steph, this is no pressure, but tell us everything about you. No, just kidding. So tell us about you, where people can find you. Let's just start out easy.
I'm Sendit Steph. I am in Connecticut. I have a YouTube channel and a blog, Sendit Steph, and I just kind of document my, travels and bike riding, and I'm learning guitar and just like whatever comes my way.
Very nice.
So Sendit Steph, whatever, whatever.
That's awesome. So what got you into riding?
Oh, what did you get? So Jeff, my better half, my other half, Jeff. Mm-hmm. He had a Kawasaki Ninja ZX9, and I rode on the back of it. I was a passenger to start out, and eventually I started learning to ride dirt, and then I transitioned to road. I had a CBR 600 F4i, and now I have a hard car. So I just kind of took like baby steps, and here I am.
I don't know. Sport bikes and baby step don't seem like they go together for me. Okay.
I spent my time. I took my fair share of spills in the dirt. So I got my sea legs before
Dirt, riding the dirt's really hard.
I love it. That's my heart is dirt bikes. I eat, breathe, and love dirt bikes.
So do you spend more time on the dirt or more time on the road?
It depends on the year. Some years I'm like more dirt and some years it's more road.
Okay.
It just kind of like depends on whichever way the wind's blowing.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's good. It's takes a lot of fitness. I'm in a motorcycle Pathfinders, part of NETRA. It's a part of the American Motorcycle Association.
Okay.
We host a lot of like rides, like hair scrambles and things like that. So, if I'm not riding, I'm working an event or doing something to partake in
very that. Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time. I just got my Pathfinder jersey. I'll have to break that out. My Sendit Steph logo on the back. So.
Oh, sweet.
Official.
I like it.
Yeah.
And so what do you currently ride?
I currently ride a Harley Davidson FXR, a 1991.
Nice. Very nice.
Antique vintage plates and all.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So what made you choose that bike? I mean, obviously going from dirt to the road's a bit different, but what made you choose a Harley?
The sound, the culture, Harleys are iconic. I had always wanted a Harley, but having come from a passenger on a sport bike, like that's what I knew for road. Mm-hmm. And coming from dirt, I wanted what I thought was more responsiveness with the braking and the turning for sport bikes. And then I sort of just like, whatever, I can ride anything. So
Oh, my beer, I got this.
I was like, I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things that I've heard, everyone says if you can ride in the dirt, you can ride anything.
I'll try anything.
That's awesome. That's really great. Oh, Whit's here. Hey, Whit.
Well, but
what's that?
I don't know if I can ride well, but I'll ride it.
Well's overrated. Look, you're having fun.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So what? So I mean, wow, that's really interesting. So how much do you think? I mean, I know you're saying it depends on the year, but how much? Hey, Jeff's here. This is Steph's husband, Jeff. How do you split that up? Do you tend to, when you go out and you say you want to ride, do you tend to lean towards the road or to the dirt?
I would say if we have like a full day and it's not like scorching hot, like I'd like to ride the dirt. It's kind of a commitment, you know. It's like you got to gear all the bikes up and all the gear, you know, pack the cooler. But if we have I don't know, it just kind of depends on what we're feeling.
Okay.
I guess if we want to go out to lunch or something, we'll take the bikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I had a dual sport before. I did a little off-roading. By that, I mean like gravel, not anything crazy. I did a water crossing. That was kind of fun.
Oh, cool.
I properly dumped it after I got out on the bank, but you know, I had that on video, it would have been cool, but you know, it didn't. Yeah. I had a KLR. I love that bike. Cause the versatility of that's just a fantastic little bike.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Not really comfortable, but you know, comfort can be overrated. So, Jeff, tell us about you, sir.
Oh, what do you want to know?
I don't know. I guess I should have maybe framed that a little better. So, what do you ride? How long you been riding?
Yeah, I started in way back in the year. I was 9 years old. I had a KDX 80. Started riding dirt bikes when I was 9. Then I had a 125. I think it was 11. I had a 125. So I had a big bike when I was a little kid. And
nice.
And then had an 80, moved up, started riding street bikes. I rode a street bike when I was 11 or 12, rode my first street bike. And then I just fell in love with bikes when I was a kid. So been riding there, awesome. Dirt bikes, street bikes, had the sport bikes, done all that. Got the Harley now and still have the sport bikes, still have the dirt bikes, but
his first car was a motorcycle. He rode a motorcycle to high school.
Yeah, I had motorcycles before.
I respect that. That's cool.
Yeah, I remember my father telling me he got me an FJ 1100. I think it was 85 or an 86 Yamaha when I was like 16. I didn't have a driver's license at the time. So, I had an 1100 before I had a license. He said, "Don't pull over."
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's kind of weird because now, especially now with the no pursuit laws, nobody chases bikes.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Well, they did then.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, you know, they were really aggressive. Now it's like, you know.
Yeah, I
didn't really, you know, I did my best not to break any, you know, speed limits loss or anything like that. Yeah, because I mean, you know, a 16-year-old, 15-year-old on an 1100. I obeyed every traffic law.
Yeah, I get that. It draws attention for sure. I mean, there's nothing subtle about a bike.
No, so, bright yellow.
Yeah,
That's even worse.
No one's gonna pull that kid over.
No one's gonna notice a yellow bike going down the road. That's funny. So, you guys, now Steph, had you been on a bike before you guys met?
No. Motorcycles,
oh, crazy
love story, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What was that like for you? Because that was pretty much my story with Katie, my wife, is that she had never really been on a bike before, and I think it was like our third date we went out on the KLR. That's when you know you're committed to get on a KLR.
Yeah.
All right.
And I swear to this day that's probably like one of our best dates because it was just so much fun. You know, it's always fun taking somebody out that's never been on a bike before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I want to say like 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, I bought a cruiser. I traded it in. I'm like, this girl's a keeper. Might as well just let's go, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I assume that played a big part of your relationship.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, eat, breathe, and sleep motorcycles. And you know, jumping on the back for the first time ever and like not, you know, knowing this guy that well. And, you know,
it'll be fine. What's the worst?
You know what it is too, is, and a lot of people do, is if you're cool about it. You can't take someone that's never been on a motorcycle and take them out and scare the crap out of them. You'll never get on a motorcycle again. It's the worst thing you could do. So
I dated a girl that said that. We went somewhere. We didn't get that far. And she's like, you know, I just want to say thank you. And I'm like, thank me for what? She's like, you know, the last guy I was dating had a motorcycle and he rode like an idiot. I wouldn't get back on the bike. And I'm like, well, then what's the point?
Yeah. And there's an etiquette to being like a passenger, you know, and like not really knowing what you're doing. And the same thing with being like the rider, you know?
Yeah. And because I've always had, and we had the agreement, like even since our first date was that, or not our first date, but our first ride is, you know, if you get scared, pull over.
Yeah.
And I'll come get you with the car. Like, it's fine. We'll leave you in a restaurant with a bar. You'll be fine.
Yeah. And like, no question.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. And I see that so many times. Everybody wants to scare somebody. And that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's supposed to be a good time. Like, you're supposed to have fun doing it.
Yeah. I took my youngest out recently, and I felt like the bike was going to fall over because I wasn't obviously going that slow. But I'm like, I'm so cautious because he's freaking out. Not freaking out, but he's nervous back there. And I'm like, it'll be fine. Just relax. Just go with the bike. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like it was like a couple years. And then I was like, I want to learn to ride. And you were like, well, let's start you out riding dirt bikes.
I want to ride a motorcycle. I was like, no, get a dirt bike, take a bunch of crashes.
Yeah.
And then move to a motorcycle because
I was like,
best thing, in my opinion, is learning how to crash. If you know how to crash, ride. Because you're in that minute where you've got a split second to make a decision, if you've crashed a bunch of times, you know not to freak out, and you might learn what to do. So if you have the opportunity to take a bunch of crashes and a bunch of falls in the dirt and not have cars and people texting and telephone poles, do that.
Yeah, it's
not everyone has the ability.
The texting thing's out of control.
Right, I know. It's crazy. It's like scary.
I meant to share it to my stories. There's might have been YouTube. It doesn't matter. But there was a video of a guy in a pickup truck texting at a stoplight, and a cop pulls up on a motorcycle, and he's staring in the window, and the guy doesn't even notice him, and he just starts pounding on the glass, telling him to get off his phone. I'm texting. Leave me alone.
What the hell? What do we want?
Yeah.
Hold on, guys. Best meal ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that damn phone.
Yeah. So then we hopped on the dirt bikes. I had a 125, another 125, and then I dropped down to an 80, and then I went back up.
It was the XR 200,
then
a CR 125,
and then another.
Then it was a KX 100, and the little KX 100 was just
funny because I was like,
I'll get her something smaller. Grew out of the 200, then wanted the 125, but the 125 was too tall in the woods. Yeah. Like, all right, we'll get a KX100, and the KX100 was just that thing was pissed off.
Oh, I know. That was my first wheelie, unintentional wheelie.
She rode that one at Southwick. She rode the track at Southwick, MX338.
Yeah.
Not the race. It's a practice day, but
that's awesome. It hasn't run in years. I got to work on it. We have a Pelagio 250 that somebody gave my wife. That thing is more fun to ride than any bike I've ever ridden. You can you can do a U-turn in a parking spot. It's great.
Awesome.
So much fun.
I'm like, as long as it's two wheels, I'm having fun. Like, I don't care.
Well, especially too, if you don't, you know, the having the power with a touring bike is great if you're touring, but you don't, you know, it's all relative.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need it.
Bar hopping or whatever, you know, grocery getter, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You always need more power.
Max power.
You always need more power.
Yeah, we were talking before the show started about getting the bike tuned. I was talking to him. I'm like, so what would a big bore kit cost? I mean, since we're here.
Well, while you're in there.
I mean, no sense going back twice. Yeah. It's funny though, like you said, it's a need versus want, right? It's cool, but do you need it? No, but do you want it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's definitely interesting, especially with the Harleys. You can do anything to them, and
there's
many, you know, I had never, coming from Metric, I was never used to being able to just buy stuff. It was always like, you know, you got like a selection of three things or something.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole idea on that one, and correct me if you think I'm wrong or anyone else does, but I think Harley leaves a ton on the table for the aftermarket, whereas the, you know, the Metric bikes, the imports, they're pretty much tuned for the track other than, you know, or at least, you know, in the years past or something. But Harley's like, all right, this bike's capable of doing this, but we're going to give it to you in the low level, and you can do this, 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 this.
Yeah.
Well, and they've built that whole marketing culture around the fact that nobody wants a stock Harley. I mean, the first thing you do is pull the pipes, you pull the windshield, the seat.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I'm not.
I know. When I was riding.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't. It's just, it's interesting because I thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't need all that. And then next thing you know, you're buying a whole exhaust system because, well, why not?
Yeah. I know. I felt like I was missing out with my sport bike. I was like, I wanted something more. I'm like, I want to change this. I want to do that. So it's fun.
Well, that's a good segue. So what mods have you done to your Harley?
I got a Memphis Shades. I put a Thunder header on. I've done a couple of little body work, like the little triangle on the side. Legend suspension.
Did you run Legends front and rear?
Just rear. I think I'm going to do front next year. And then when I do front, I'm probably going to put in like dual caliber, like dual disc brake in the front, just because I want it to like handle a little bit better.
You want it to actually stop.
It being a 1991.
It'll stop eventually. It'll be fine.
I've done like bars and levers and stuff like that. I think I'll probably put like a different crash bar setup on. It doesn't need too much.
Nothing needs too much, but it's fine. Yeah.
She's got a free mechanic.
Yeah,
or a parts changer. I'm not a
mechanic. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's one of she's suckering you into doing her work.
Oh, yeah. I've got every single thing on that bike.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's done right. I trust it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm learning a little bit, except it's more like I'm holding the flashlight, but good.
Can we take a video of it? Can I take a picture?
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on?
Well, see, that's what you do. You let him do the install, you do the filming, and it's YouTube gold.
Yeah, there we go. And then we're off on the road.
That's awesome. What did you get, the standard Legends or the ones with the reserves?
No, I didn't get the piggybacks. I got the regular Revo A's.
That's what we have.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. Suspension's like everything, especially like coming from the dirt. Like that like makes or breaks your ride. Suspension is everything.
Yeah, and it's weird. We had Legends in the front on the Limited.
Yeah.
And then we don't have them on this bike yet. We pulled the rears and moved them over. But it, you can feel the difference right away.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was funny when we took the Road Glide out on a test ride, Katie's like, this doesn't feel right. This feels horrible. I'm like, well, the suspension is like the size of a pencil. Well, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah. I have like the lady, my FXR was female owned, like the original owner.
Okay.
And she had it lowered. So the handling was like a little bit different. And I see that a lot with FXRs, like people want like lowered them. So I have it back up to like stock height. Yes. And I'm just like the like ergonomics of it. That bike is so agile.
It was lowered already. It had the short shocks on it, so that it would hit the fender when you hit bumps. That the fender would hit. Put some big, good Legends on there, and also the forks are dropped in the triple, so raise the triples back up and change it. Flush the oil in the suspension. Change the oil in it. And it was a lot.
That's how my KLR was when I bought it. It must have been a shorter rider that owned it. Everything was lowered.
Yeah.
It was good because at that time I had never ridden a manual bike, but then after a while you're like, something's weird. And then when it got back to stock, I'm like, I was so much more comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Like you said, you're not bottoming out. It's got a lot more, it's a lot more nimble.
Yeah.
Especially with the KLR, cause it sits so high, which is, the way you want it to be. That's cool. So Jeff, what mods have you done to yours?
Well, same stuff pretty much. Because that's what I did. I did mine.
Oh, it's the old she's got it. I have to have it. I understand how that works totally.
It's an Evo. Put a Thunder header on it. Put Legends on it. Whatever you want. you know, handlebar wise, I think hers.
I got Biltwell.
Almost the same. Yeah, I used the Biltwell risers. I ran Biltwell tracker bars on hers, like the medium rise tracker mm-hmm. bars. Mine, I used adapters, and I actually ran the dirt bike bars for a while, the big fat dirt bike bars. And I went back to just real narrow drag bars because I liked it. Big, tall risers because I'm a little bit tall. So
okay.
Risers, skinny handlebars, nice. You can kind of fit places where you're obeying everything.
Do you have the West Coast T-bars, the cage crackers?
I took them off. I like them real narrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Thunderheader, S&S carb. Not too much else.
What tuner did you use?
What was that?
What tuner did you use?
No, that's a 97 Dyna. No tuner.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
Carburetor. I'm the tuner. Yep. Yeah, I'm no expert on it, but you know, spend some time figuring out what to do with air fuel and playing with the jets and all of that stuff, and it runs smooth. It gets the awesome. Job.
Very nice. So what kind of riding? So you do street riding. Do you guys tour? I mean, do you guys like to do weekend rides? What's your go-to?
Our furthest has been Laconia. We rode up to Laconia and back. Okay. We do a lot of like day trips. Like there's so much good riding in Connecticut, like back mm-hmm. roads. We'll just take a day and like go to a reservoir somewhere like a couple hours away and back. And just kind of hitting like the twisty, turny, hilly, you know, area. Nice. Years. Yeah.
Now do you still ride on the back or have you totally broken away from that?
That's not happening.
No.
That was half the reason of her learning how to ride. Just get your own.
Well, you got a Saddleman step up seat and I sat on the back of that for like a month and I was like, never again.
No.
So,
you know, I mean, it's nice. I one of these days it'd be nice to get a, you know, touring bike, a bag or something. It'd be nice to go two up with, but 99% of the time, unless the bike's broke, she's on her own.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I could see once you go to your own bike, you don't want to go back for sure.
No way, because you're constantly like thinking you're like, you know, in that mindset. Like I don't want to be on the back. But I enjoy it, you know. It's kind of nice to be able to like look around at the scenery.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see we're being the passenger bear, right? I don't think I can get Kate to ride the bike, but we'll try.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get her a dirt bike.
What's that?
I said get her a dirt bike. Get her that.
Yeah. Well, she took a Zero out. We went to the International Motorcycle Show, and they did the Teach You How to Ride. Didn't end
well. Man.
There may or may have not been an accident.
Oh, no.
It's pretty funny. We went
out of the way.
What's that?
Get that first fall out of the way.
Oh, it was really funny. We were at the International Motorcycle Show. We were like the third people in line when it opened. We were there on a Friday, so it was dead. She jumps right into the class as soon as it starts, and like 20 minutes later, the EMTs are looking at her because she fell off the bike.
Oh no!
That was funny. She's fine. I mean, it's a great story. As long as she's fine. I said to her, I said, that's how you want to crash. If you're going to crash when there's nobody else coming. Because, you know, and there's EMTs on site. It's really easy.
Brilliant.
That's really funny. So Witt had called out. So you were at Babe's Ride Out, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was so awesome. Unbelievably awesome. So many amazing other female riders. And last year, I had never ridden with another female rider in all my years of riding street. So last year I was like thoroughly overwhelmed, like the community and how amazing and welcoming everybody was. I was like, it was so great. I was hooked.
Who did you meet? You met Witt, I assume?
I did. I met up with Witt. I met Queen Sit. Who did I meet?
That's awesome. I'd love to meet. I haven't met Witt or Queen Sit. Queen Sit's awesome.
Yep, I met her two wheels most recent time. Captain Anna, just like amazing, like great moto vloggers, people who are like in the community of like YouTube, they're great. And then there's all these other like groups of riders, you know, there's people with like the ADV girls, there's like the sporty girls, it's like crazy.
I think it's great that they're doing that because they really need to, I mean, that's something that we really need to embrace as women riders. And I'm glad to see that Harley Davidson and other brands are really taking an active role in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's definitely welcoming. I mean, even Harley has like the bikes that you can try out. You know, they've got like a whole, you know, fleet that they bring. They had like the Pan America when it was like brand new last year.
That's an awesome bike. I mean, Whit rode the hell out of that thing. It's a beautiful bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did you get to ride the Hawk's Nest when you were up there?
No, I didn't. There, I guess, Hawk's Nest. Okay. The first year we went up to Woodstock. We went up to Woodstock, and then which was like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little.
Did you go to the town or did you go to the fairgrounds?
Town.
Town. Yeah, Woodstock's an awesome town.
Yeah, definitely. We kind of stuck out like a sore thumb because we're a bunch of girls in like black leathers and like, you know, rolling up on our loud Harleys, you know. So it was pretty funny. We got some like, we turned some heads. So that was a good time. That was like an all day ride. And then last year, what did we do? We cruised around to like, I think we just stayed around New York. Like we just did back roads, which was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, we I've ridden the Hawk's Nest, I want to say 3 times now, and it looks really great on video, like when you see the ads and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not really that great of a ride. However, I found that New York State, like at least coming north from my area, mm-hmm. the area past that's amazing.
It's really?
Some of the nicest roads that I've ridden in a long time. Oh, no. And it was nice too, because it's just chill. You know, you're not stopping and starting, you're just rolling.
You're just cruising through.
Yeah, you know what? I got to take the new bike up there. I haven't been up there this year. So the question that Droop has is, do you play guitar?
I do. I am learning to play guitar. My my birthday present was a 97 Warlock.
Oh,
it's 89. Arrest Me Red.
Beautiful guitar.
Warlock. Thank you. And then Jeff just gave me a Jackson Kelly, which is amazing to play.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm learning.
No, I'm not a guitar guy other than they look cool. The Jackson Kelly, is that acoustic?
No, both electric.
Both electric, okay. And Jeff, you play too?
Yeah, no, I've been playing guitar probably right about the same time with the motorcycles, dirt bikes, 9-10 years old or so.
Very nice.
Jeff was in a metal band.
Nice.
Priority number one. Yep.
So you guys are doing all kinds of stuff together. I like that.
Yeah.
Got to stay busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not being busy is never good. No. Not at all. No. So Steph, what got you? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say cars, motorcycles, there's always something to do.
Oh, yeah. There's always something. It's ridiculous.
There's more to life than just going to work and coming home.
Yeah, I seem to forget that some days, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I just work to make my motorcycle have a better life.
Yeah.
You know, I really want my bike to have the best life it can.
I respect that.
Yeah, you know. It's funny. We always joke about this when we first met. It's like, you know, pick a random thing. You're like, oh, you spent. Oh, it's a cat.
I just fed him. He came in and now he wants to go back out.
Oh, that's funny. Now, how many cats do you have?
Just one, Wilder.
Nice. We have 3. They're absolute maniacs.
Oh, yeah. He's just turned 1 and he's like terrorizing the whole woods around our home. Killing all the mice and anything.
He's doing his job.
Yeah.
We have a huge, like, 7-foot window in the front of in our living room. And our youngest cat, Oreo, likes to climb the curtains to the point, like, where she's swinging from them.
Oh, geez.
Like, because the other night she was putting the other paw out, like she was going to transition to the other curtain. And I'm like, no, this can't be happening. She's doing parkour. I'm like, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'll go outside and he'll be way up a tree and I'm just like, what the heck? You gotta get down. And he just, you know, it's instinct. But I'm all like nervous. I'm like, he's gonna fall.
That's funny. Happy as he can be too.
Oh yeah.
He's living his life.
Terrorizing the neighborhood.
For sure.
Hey, you know, if you're going to come back at something, might as well come back as a cat. Cats have a good life.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
This one for sure.
What's that?
I said this one for sure. He might come up with us here for a second. He's licking his chops.
Oh, awesome. Steph, what got you into starting your YouTube channel?
Like I said before, I hadn't ever ridden with other female riders before mm-hmm. being straight out the first year I went, so 2 years ago. And I just wanted like a connection with other female riders. You know, I wanted friends and a community. And, you know, I was watching It's Cat Cam, and I was just like, oh, my God, I want to do this. It looks so much fun.
Okay.
So I started a channel. We have some other, like vlogs, like travel vlogs, like off the bike stuff on another channel. Okay. So I sort of was like, started uploading those vlogs on Send It Steph. And then I decided to do like moto vlogging. And then I kind of created another channel for those vlogs. And
nice. Yeah, so what's your gear like? What are you using to film?
So I have a, G7X 9 Mark II for like vlogging and mm-hmm. the Canon, and then I have a couple of GoPros, and honestly my phone works great.
Yeah,
I have one of the new iPhones, and it's like its audio and video are like amazing.
It's amazing how many people went from spending all this money on camera gear, and now people are using their phones, and it's like, damn, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it uploads great. You can get like really high resolution, and
well, and it's nice too because it's always with you.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Like you're, because I don't know about you, but every time I pull out my GoPro, it's not charged or there's something.
I know, and those batteries like don't last long on the GoPro. Mm-mm. I mean, on the bike though, definitely GoPro. You know, I've got like the camera mount or the helmet mount and the bar mount. So.
Yeah, I'm a camera nerd. So yeah. What do you edit with?
I use Final Cut Pro.
Very nice.
Yeah, which is fun.
You're an Apple person.
I am. I'm an Apple girl. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Apple. It works really well.
Yeah, definitely. I like editing. I feel like I like editing more than I like actually filming, to be honest.
That's fair. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. I definitely like nerd out a little bit. You know, I created a website, and you know, I kind of like all like the tech stuff and
mm-hmm.
a little IT nerd, I guess.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a great skill set to have too. Tiffany Renee's now. Hey, Tiff.
Hi.
Tiffany, her channel's blown up.
Yeah.
Tiffany's one of those examples of you can ride a road glide. Doesn't matter.
Just jump on.
Just jump on, you'll be fine. That's awesome. So, how long have you had your channel going?
I think it's been about a year, year and a half. I'm definitely not consistent with my uploads, you know, balancing work. I'm a nurse, I work in a hospital. In the last,
the last few years, it should have been a cakewalk. I mean, I don't know. You had plenty of free time.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Plenty of free time.
So, you know, it's been nice because it's been a nice kind of step away from like all the chaos of that mm-hmm. and like everything else to think about. But then conversely, it's like the last 2 years were all consuming, like being a nurse who works in a hospital. Like,
I can't imagine.
It's been rough.
It's got to be crazy. Now, has that died down for you there? Because I know it took a long time for it to die down here as far as the rules and the masks and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, in the hospital, we still like adhere to all the, you know, CDC, and it's real strict and masks and everything. But as far as like our patient load, more people are having issues with like dealing with their chronic illnesses than we are getting like the acutely sick COVID patients.
That's good.
So it's good, but it's still, it's like people neglected their health for the last 2 years. So now they're sicker than they've ever been.
So. Yeah, because if you know, nobody wanted to go to a doctor. It was all virtual care.
Yeah. Yep. Which, and then like the mental health aspect, and like it's like we're like, and then you know,
why do you say that? Yeah.
And then
I'm sorry, God.
So many people are like walking away from the bedside, so we're like understaffed, and like it's like insane. But
yeah, I was telling Katie about this, and it's not to trivialize what happened, but the mental health aspect of people losing their jobs or trapped in their house and all this other stuff has taken a huge toll.
Yeah. So ride motorcycles, like
yeah, exactly. That is the answer to every problem. You already have a built-in mask. You put your helmet on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Life's short.
Yeah.
Buy a motorcycle.
Buy a motorcycle. Yeah.
The last couple of years have taught us anything. Anyone out there that's on the fence and you're thinking about it, oh, should I? Yeah, do it. But watch out for everyone on the phone.
Yes, that's true.
Everyone's on the phone, so just.
Yeah, it's a shame, too, because our culture, and of course, we're sitting on social media having this discussion, but
we're not riding a motorcycle or driving a car.
That's true. But there's so much of this, you constantly have to be connected. And I worked in IT most of my career, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's you constantly want to, at some point, it's great, but at some point, you know, I don't need to, you know, you have people texting nonstop. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's that dopamine. Like, everybody has these, like, really short attention spans. And,
yeah,
you know, constant, you know, feeding of those happy feelings. And
yeah, and I think as a creator, too, it's destroyed a lot of people because they want to be creators, but then they don't, like you said, they don't get that rush of being successful. So now it leads into depression, but they were trying to do it for good. It's
I know. It's such, like, there's such a duality to it. But
yeah, and to your point, it's hard too, because if you want to be successful, you have to be consistent. But if you're consistent, now you're giving up your life.
Oh yeah.
At some level. I'm not saying completely, but
there's balance. Like, yeah, life is about balance.
Yeah, everything is. It's true. Everything's about balance. Yeah. You can't eat too much breakfast, can't eat too much lunch. You gotta save room for dinner. You gotta eat dessert.
I like breakfast though. Breakfast is a good meal.
Dessert first.
That's how Katie orders food at a restaurant. She looks at the dessert menu and works backwards. Like, oh, well, I only want something small because I want this dessert. Oh, great.
Yes, excellent.
That's funny. Now, and I think that's a good point. It's interesting how much people have reprioritized their lives since this.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Tiff, for doing that. Appreciate that. Yeah, guys, make sure you check out Sentence Test channel. And I'm running late as far as putting. Can somebody drop the link? One of the admins, can you drop a link for her channel? It's not in the description. I apologize. I don't even know what I'm doing today. I got stuff up and I'm not sure links are there, and it's crazy. I'm filming this afternoon, running around like a chicken. But yeah, if somebody could drop that, I appreciate it. Make sure you check out her channel. That's Biker Cage is good. Yeah, well, Bedlam, that's a really good point. Have you guys seen that? I see more and more passengers on the back with their phones out.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Like feverishly texting.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Do you realize, like, where you're at? But that's just that. Like, it's the whole idea of, right? Well, whatever. Riding's for whatever. It's for whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do. If you want to text, knock yourself out. Myself, that's why you're on the bike.
Be in the moment.
Put the phone down. Forget it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's really the – thanks, Drew. That's really the issue with that, too, is that, you know, people lose that. You're more worried about sharing the moment than you are being in the moment, creates a really weird culture.
Yeah, you're right.
If your old lady's on the back and she's on the phone, I don't know, maybe hit the gas. I don't know.
We were in Pittsburgh during the pandemic. We rode to Pittsburgh and back, which is like 730 miles in a day. Kate decided she wanted to go to lunch in Pittsburgh. And, like, you know, it's the pandemic. You had nothing to do, so let's go to Pittsburgh for the day.
There you go.
We're riding through downtown Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden I can feel the bike doing this, like, weird thing. I can't figure out what's going on, but the bike doesn't feel right. I look in the mirror and she's back there this way taking pictures. I'm like, if you don't put that phone down, because if you fall off, I'm leaving you. Oh, I'm like, you know, yeah. Way better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I was like, I don't want to go to a hospital during a pandemic. Let's avoid that. We had to do that twice. Let's not do that anymore.
Oh my goodness.
I sliced open my hand with a Sawzall, like, right in the beginning of the pandemic. And Kate's like, are we going to the hospital? Like, no, we're not going to the hospital. No way.
Oh my goodness.
No whiskey. A little duct tape, you'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Put some zip ties on that bad boy. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It'll buff.
It'll buff right out. That's awesome. So what? What do your travel plans look like? I mean, do you guys want to travel on the bike? I mean, do you have any long term goals of places you'd like to go? Laconia sounds like a great time.
Laconia was a great time. We didn't have it like time in our schedule this past year to go, but I think maybe next year we'll do like Maricade maybe or Laconia again.
See, any of them. The last one was funny. We went to Laconia. It was one of those things that I was watching YouTube and I saw that Ken Kaplan, you know, Kaplan America, you ever seen any of this stuff there? There's a New England Motorcycle Museum in Connecticut here. The guy
built an old like warehouse. Well,
there's a historic building there, and he bought the building and recommissioned it and refurbished it and did all that and filled it with motorcycles. So there's New England Motorcycle Museum, and it's full of old dirt bikes, motorcycles, old two strokes, Harleys, and everything you can think of. And the guy's a character. If you look it up, Kaplan America. He's
a local celebrity.
Yeah. He's pretty.
But he was on YouTube and he was going up there and like.
I saw that he was up there and I said, wait a minute. I said, Laconia is going on right now. And Steph was at work and she came home and I was like, what do you say we jump on the motorcycles tomorrow and ride up to Laconia?
Okay.
She said, okay. So no we plans. Got up in the morning.
Came now, how far was that from you?
Probably three hours, four hours.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
But it was cool. It was spur of the moment. We just kind of threw some gear on, jumped on the bikes, and went up there.
That was like the weekend after Babes the first year, too. And I was like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Why I don't want to get off the bike.
That's cool. Awesome.
I would recommend it. It's definitely a nice ride up there. There's a lot of nice stuff. If you're from Jersey, you know the area. I'm sure.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go to, I don't know where in Pennsylvania it is. It's in the Pocono region. There's a place called Bill's Bike Barn, and he built Meg's Motorcycle Journey has a video from there, and a bunch of people do. But it's basically just a guy decided to collect motorcycles, and he built a little town in this warehouse. And it's just very eclectic. It's got a lot of cool old bikes, and he's an interesting character.
That stuff like rots into the ground. Like if it's somebody's not like preserving those memories, you know, it's like keep it a part of.
This guy too, he's got a lot of old race bikes and stuff like that. And I know they're active in motocross. I think his son is, and they're up at Southwick here. And he does a lot of stuff with the CR500s, the old big bore two strokes.
Yeah.
Whether it's 500s or the CRs or the KXs.
Yeah.
But they do a lot of stuff with the 500 big bore two strokes, which I think is cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool place. If anyone's in the Connecticut area there, I'd say check it out.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Or look the guy up too. He's
funny.
He's kind of a wild man. He's
cool. Yeah, I gotta check that out.
I got a little Evel Knievel vibe.
Oh yeah.
Ken Kaplan, man, you'll see. Look it up.
I'll check that out. So, what are your long term plans for bikes? Do you have your eye on anything?
I feel like I'm such like a spur of the moment kind of gal, and I'm like, I'm not looking too far into the future as for what I want. Although I do want a supermoto. I really want a supermoto.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe like a touring cruiser bike, like someday. You know, maybe I have a little bit more time. When I can kind of like step away from work.
Street glide or road glide?
Probably street glide.
It was going so well, Steph.
Or road. I'll take whatever I can get. I don't know.
You want a road glide? Who
I want a road glide.
Like shark.
I feel like every other week I want something different. I do want the shark.
But that's the best part about motorcycles, right? There's you're never going to run out of options.
Yeah.
And there's both of us so.
We'll probably get one of each.
She does a lot of stealing my vehicles. So.
Mm-hmm, I do.
So that wouldn't be a bad idea. You could get one of each and swap. Yeah.
I had a new pickup truck. Now she does.
Yeah. All right. As soon as you learn.
Nice. Yeah, I learned that quick that the married thing gets expensive. I went to get a new helmet. Now it's like we're getting two helmets. We're getting two jackets.
Yeah.
two Vansons. Two
we're like always matching when we're out. We're like, we have the same Dixon. Like we buy Dixons. It's like the same pattern. It's like, what?
So there's the question. I don't know if Ty's still here. What is, what's your Dixon collection look like? How many are you up to?
20.
No.
15. I can go count real quick. I have a lot.
Damn.
Like a lot.
You know what's funny though, with that being said, to a lot of the other states and things like that, we're flannel people anyways.
Yeah,
in New England,
true.
I've been wearing flannel shirts since I was in middle school.
Yeah, it gets cold.
It's,
like
you
half
do
year,
that. You do it. It's cool
year.
That someone's making some flannel shirts, but I know the Dixon thing can be.
They are really nice.
No, but some people, Dixon. Some people look at it like it's the usual trend, but I like flannel shirts. Puts out some good flannel shirts.
Yeah.
They are well made. I bought one, and I think 3 days later I already had a second one coming, and I was like, oh, I gotta stop. Like,
oh yeah.
Well, they did the Torrance, they did the one from The Shining, and I was like, oh come on. And then they got Garth from Wayne's World. I'm like, oh come on.
I like the special edition ones, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
That's what got me. I'm a huge David Bowie fan, and I was always like, oh, Dixon's. I saw the David Bowie one. I'm like, bastards got me. They got me when I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
Yeah. And they look good on the bike too,
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be a bagger, bro. You got to have a Dixon. I mean, that's just the, it's the look. Yeah, Robin, Duluth makes some really good stuff too. They actually opened up a store by us. They make some really good clothing.
Yeah, they do.
Their jeans are like the old school, like real denim jeans. They're not the like fashion jeans, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I'm gonna have to check that out too, because I think there is a Duluth near us now. I think in Danbury, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. It's been nothing but Levi's and Carhartt and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything. They're not cheap, but they last forever. So. Right. You only have to buy it once.
That's
there
it.
You go. Especially with bike jeans. I don't like riding with thin jeans on a bike. I'd rather have something thick.
Might as well put on a pair of shorts.
Yeah. Well, I tried that once, burnt my leg. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
That hurt. So you don't... Yeah, see, I think you should have went Road Glide all the way, but that's all right.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy too, because they're putting out so much technology in the newer bikes too. It's hard to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's definitely an advantage. I mean, it really just suits your style. I've had both, and I don't know that there's one's predominantly better than the other. I mean, for me, it's certainly better, the newer one, but there's also as bigger bars and stuff too. So it really depends on your preference.
That's true.
Well, the funny part is you said before too, is you're not going to leave it stock. So what are the stock numbers, stock ratings, or any of that? It doesn't matter.
No, but it amazes me how many people will go out. They will sign their life away for 30% interest on a Harley, but they didn't think about accessories. And you get so many people like, I bought this Harley, but my back hurts. Well, did you get bars? No, I can't afford them. I got this payment. Well, did you get a seat? No, I can't afford them. I'm like, yeah, but
you got something you essentially like can't use comfortably.
Exactly. You essentially mortgaged it away. It's, and it's tough because, like you said, if you've never ridden a bike with Legends, it makes no sense to you. Then you try it and you're like, okay, I'm never going back.
Yeah,
or if you've never ridden with a proper touring suit or proper bars it's even proper bars. If the bike fits you, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
Set it up properly.
Yeah, people come in all shapes and sizes, and like bikes should do.
It should come with a disclaimer. It should.
Yeah.
They put on alcohol and cigarettes. Warning: this vehicle may cause side effects. May cause
the
addiction.
Price is actually 50% higher than what you're paying.
You might think it's okay, but you're gonna end up with a problem here.
Yeah.
Start riding this thing and then realize you need another one.
You're gonna be broke.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
Stacy, I agree. Any of your touch points are where it's at, and so many people are worried about the look first, and it's like, the look's great, but look ain't comfortable.
Right. And it depends what look you think is. I mean, and it's funny, too, because you look at some of the styles and you look at having your hands up or your hands down. Depends who you ask. I mean, I'm tall and I run 14-inch risers. But some people should not be running those.
I wouldn't ride that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, it's your own ride, man. Ride your own ride. But
exactly. So where do your hands, with the 14s, where do your hands come up compared to your shoulders?
Just below.
Okay.
You know,
that's
I mean,
a comfortable position.
Above, just below, and I like them. It's funny because I run the bars on the dirt bike narrow as well. Being around here, get fitting through trees, and I set the bike up a lot like I set my dirt bike up when I went at it with the Harley. I kind of set it up to feel not the same. These are definitely not the same, but
more like
similar
moto
to the dirt bike. And I tried to do that a lot with Steph's to help her feel comfortable on it.
Yeah,
coming from street bike with the clip-ons and the real leaned over position, you know, she was used to riding that, and then she rode my Dyna with the 14-inch risers and the big suspension.
That was my first Harley
14-inch Legends and all that big jacked up.
I was like, I'm way up here with it, you know. I'm like, what the?
It was funny seeing her ride it. The video's there. She's just mean mugging, riding that.
I was like concentrating so hard. I was like,
you know,
totally, like, I felt like the bottom half of the bike and the top half were like two different things, you know. Right. Whereas like my street bike, like the CBR, my sport bike, like the whole thing is like one unit, you know. And I don't know, it just was so different.
That was a lot of the setup, though, was just to make it comfortable. And when you can ride, that's why, if you get the opportunity to ride in the dirt and to ride dirt bikes and do all that, I definitely recommend it. But that's kind of what we set the Harley up for her to feel.
Yeah, like so it was
that.
An easy transition.
Something a nice, you know, comfortable thing to have that.
And I mean, a lot of people are different, but for me, any of those changes are big changes. You know, like you change the bars, it takes a while.
Yeah,
it's not just an instant, like, oh, it's perfect.
You got to get used to it and tweak it too, like pull it back or like whatever you gotta do.
It's huge rolling the bars forward and back and coming from the, you know, coming from a dirt background and feeling that riding bikes too. I've ridden bikes with like the beach cruiser style bars and, you know, ape hangers and everything in between, and whatever's comfortable for you, whatever you feel, you know, good having. But performance wise and actually being able to handle, I feel like almost that moto setup is probably the best.
Like an aggressive attack style.
You know, but is that the most comfortable for long rides? That's when the bars
probably not.
It's too bad you don't have like touring bars and your sport bars, like having mid pegs and having highway pegs.
Yeah.
So you got the mid pegs on there and then you put it out when you're on the highway, like you have two sets of bars. That'll be the next. He's holding his highway bars.
Yeah, it really is amazing that those little adjustments make such a difference, because we noticed that with the Legends. We had a bit of a time getting them. Long story short, we moved them around and we had a really hard time getting them back to where they were. And it's amazing just how much a few turns make on that suspension.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when you get it right, it's amazing. When it's not right, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can tell. You know, setting the sag and making sure it's, like, set up right.
Set the ride height, set the sag. But that's also the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge. You know. Huge. Suspension, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's funny because you'll hear a lot of people, it's always two camps with everything, but it's always the people that are like, oh, that's a waste of money. You spent that much money. I'm like, ride my bike. See how comfortable it is, and it, you know, it handles so much better, and then let me know what you think.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, like trying different bikes, like try a bunch of different bikes, like see what you like, because you won't know until you do.
Yeah, because that's how I was. I had the Ultra for like what, 3 years, and I ridden a Road Glide once, but I always wanted one, even though I hadn't ridden one again. And then when I went to test ride, I'm like, I wonder if this is going to be what I thought it was. You know, sometimes in your head, after a few years, everything seems great.
Yeah.
But no, and I think you guys are dead on. You know, it's ride your ride, and everyone, especially with anything, you can argue that to death. But if it works for you, that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Why bother? That's the biggest thing with motorcycles and. Dude, just get out there and ride. That's it. Who gives a crap what anybody says or what everybody's wearing or their mods?
Yeah, exactly.
Just go ride. Yeah. Who gives a crap? I rode little bikes when I was as a kid. It was funny. A lot of people had nicer bikes, and you know, but who cares?
It doesn't just matter if it's like the brandy newest.
You can tell people too. Even if you want to go, even if you go buy a scooter or whatever it is, just get out there and ride. Because if you've ever met anyone that you know that didn't ride and now does ride, and they're like, "Oh my god, how did I not do this? How have I spent this much of my life not doing this?"
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and they're and you see it all the time with Harley. People get attached to a certain thing, and it's like, no, man, it's
there's not only one way.
Like, no, if the scooter was running, I'd be ripping around on that. It's just as much fun.
Yeah, it's
a crap.
Exactly. If you're worried about what people think, you've already went wrong in so many aspects of your life. But it's neither here nor there.
Right. So that's, if that works for you, then fine.
That's right. You do you, boo. It's America. Make yourself happy.
It's your ride. Go for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's interesting. And two, like you said, or we were saying that so many people will give you bad advice based on what works for them.
Yeah.
You know,
take it with a grain of salt, you know.
I love people in their 20s that are like, oh, all you need is a sportster. Dude, I'm too old for a sportster. And I'm too tall. I'd be killing myself. I'd be able to ride like down the road and back.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, you know? Yeah, Dark Soul, I agree, man. Live life to its fullest, 100%.
Definitely.
It's. Definitely. I guarantee you I will never be on my deathbed going, you know, I probably shouldn't have bought that bike.
Yeah, for real.
Life's short, buy it.
Yep.
Buy the damn motorcycle, 100%. So as we wrap up, Steph, what would you like to tell folks? I mean, what do you have coming up? We didn't talk about your blog that much. Let's do that. You started your blog a couple months ago, right?
Did, yeah. I started it in the winter when I was just like itching to get out on the road or in the dirt. So the next best thing for me, I've been in school for a long time, you know, getting my nursing degree. I have a bachelor's degree. I love writing. I love learning and reading. And I was like, why not just go for it? You know, a way to like express myself in words. So it's kind of my love letter to motorcycles, and I, you know, weekly, sometimes not weekly, but you know, I'll it's hard to stay, you know, on schedule, just like with YouTube, you know. So I'll write about, you know, whatever I'm feeling.
That's cool. How are you enjoying that?
I love it. I definitely enjoy it. You know, I like when it's like just me riding. I get in like that zone in my head, you know, when you're riding a motorcycle and like you just like get in that like zen. Riding, like that happens for me when I'm riding. So, okay. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, there's nothing better from just being able to ride and sort of check out, just enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. And your mind does not, you know, it's not thinking about anything. Yeah. It's just like a little massage for your brain.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, people ask you that. They're like, oh, well, how come it's so freeing? I'm like, because you're worried about dying. Yeah. You don't have that issue in a car.
Exactly.
In a car, you're just like, man, I'm in a car.
Yeah. So I just am writing, you know, motorcycle stuff from a female perspective and sort of like my love letter to two wheels.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if you had to write... not even right, but what would your advice be to a female rider that's watching this or someone you run into that, not necessarily a female rider, I'm sorry, someone that wants to ride, where would you suggest they start?
I would definitely seek out a community of other people who ride, whether for me it's the dirt bike club that I belong to or, you know, there's like the hog riders or seek out a group of people that you can connect with, that can show you the ropes and push you to get better and kind of mentor you.
That's awesome.
And what's so great about right now in the world is that we have social media and there's YouTube. I'm learning to play guitar right now and I don't go to a formal lesson. Like I just turn on, you know, whatever, you know, tutorial I'm looking to play Nirvana and I got somebody who's like, this is exactly what you do, you know? So we're lucky right now.
Yeah, you can learn anything from YouTube University. It's crazy.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing. Like that's what I've been doing with editing, just reading and watching videos, and it's like it's so much more entertaining than reading a book.
Oh, definitely, you know. And then you get the visual of it, and you, you know, it's great.
So Stacy has a question about if you're going to continue with your degree. She's currently working on her MSN, which I'm not sure what that is, but I assume it's something with nursing.
Master's of Science in Nursing. She's
okay.
Yeah, so I have my bachelor's in psychology, and then I went back for my associate's in nursing, and my whole idea was to do psych nursing, but then I fell in love with medicine, like medical. And I teach and I train a lot at work. So I think what I would do if I was to go for my MSN is go for teaching.
Okay.
Yeah. So someday I will. I looked into it, and then I'm just sort of like, you know, preoccupied with having too much fun riding in the summer or whatever come up with that day, you know.
It's amazing how your priorities change. I'm gonna go ride.
I know, we got engaged, so I'm planning a wedding, and like I'm like, I got too much going on.
Nice. When are you getting married?
Next fall. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to be stressful.
Yeah there's, you know, I'm like, we're looking at venues, and we don't have a date yet, but just sort of, you know, beginning the process.
It's fun. That's awesome. Well, best of luck. That's fantastic.
Hey, if I can too, I've been down in Jersey one time. I'm not sure.
Hear that.
Right. I'll come to Connecticut. But we did a race down there. Is Sandy Lane, the Enduro. Sandy Lane was, I think it is still the oldest, longest running Enduro in the country.
Oh.
Really? So, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's in Egg Harbor.
Okay.
Near Atlantic City there.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. That's not that far from here.
Yeah, we went down there and did that. It's hosted by the ECEA, East Coast Enduro Association. There's a club.
Okay.
And that's one of the races that they put on. It was an Enduro. And if anyone's in that area and they want to get involved in the motorcycle club, just like up here, we have NETRA, New England Trail Rider Association. And that's, you know, one of the big organization that we're all a part of in, you know, for the New England, you know, off-road community. But Steph was saying to get involved in a club or anything, if anyone's in that area, I'd say look into ECEA and, you know, get involved with it. It's a lot of people riding dirt bikes, racing dirt bikes, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know it, you know, and out. We don't, you know.
If anything, just to watch a race, it's fun.
If you guys are into dirt bikes and off road and all that, and to learn riding and just a big part of the community.
And all the guys ride street too. Like a lot of them ride ADVs and like do like big group rides. So it's like there's crossover. Yeah. You know?
Anyone that's in New England too, it's NETRA, New England Trail Rider Association. Definitely check that out, because there's a lot of, you know, a ton of events and stuff like that. So I can imagine if you're in Jersey and you want to look at it.
Yeah, you know, that would be awesome. Yeah, I'd love to do more off-road riding. I thought that was fun.
And I'm sure they have it. If you have the dual sport there, because I know in NETRA up here, we have a ton of different dual sport events and all that. So if anyone's
That's really good advice.
But a lot of the guys too, with the off-road, they're all involved in street bikes, and we've all got dirt bikes, street bikes, everything. Yeah. So a lot of be there.
Yeah, and it's all about finding your people, because if you find that group, that's what's going to get you out of bed during the day, you know, to ride and keep you focused, because it's so much more fun.
And I meet a lot of people and I tell them the same thing, because before I just started racing and stuff like that, and that organization in 2015, and before that I had no idea. I didn't know that there was a race every weekend, there was somewhere to ride every weekend. You know, we'd go ride trails and wherever we could find something to do. And you were like, wow, there's nowhere to ride. But
I know, we always thought that there's nowhere to ride around here. But like, there is. Just get involved in
New England, look up NETRA, especially down in that area, East Coast, Enduro Association, ECEA.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Awesome. I appreciate that. So what's that?
I figured I'd give a shout out.
No, and I appreciate it, because it's hard to know everything of where to go and what to do. So HD was thrown out there that Baggers and Brews is doing a ride in October. in Jersey. So if you're interested, it was a great time. We went, they did one in the spring and it was 100 degrees, but it won't be this time. No. It was an absolute blast. I mean, it's the first ride they ever did. It was basically a beer run. It was pretty cool because it was a ride to breweries. You grabbed a beer, you went to, you know, you rode for a little bit more, you went to the next brewery, and it was a lot of fun. This year, but in the fall, they're changing it up so it'll be less stops. And that way people will have a chance to hang. It's a rolling meet and greet, which made it a lot of fun because it was just a chance to meet so many people.
Oh yeah, that sounds like
I think they said they were expecting like maybe 20 people and like 70 people showed up or maybe even more than that. So it was a nice time. It was a really good, a lot of fun. So if you're in the area or can get down here, it's a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just avoid North Jersey. Just go really fast.
Okay.
300 miles an hour through North Jersey, it'll be fine. I always laugh because people are like, you're from Jersey. It's terrible. I'm like, you watch The Sopranos too much, man. Southern Jersey's totally different.
100%, because we went and did that race and I was like driving through there. I'm like, man, I'm waiting for the bada bing. And
yeah.
And it was cranberry bogs and just sand and pine trees. And I was glad to have short handlebars going through the woods.
Yeah. We live 20 minutes north of Philly. And I guess we're like an hour and a half out of New York, but it's amazing to me. I think it's like you can 15, 20 minutes here in farmland. Yeah, and it's great because it's fantastic, right? Albeit it's flat, but the nice part is because we're on the border of PA, you can jump over into the mountains real quick too. So you kind of have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Nice. It's almost the same here because a lot of people think of that too, as a lot of Connecticut is just being flat. But
yeah,
we're in the northwest corner here and it's kind of that
rolling
same,
hills of Litchfield.
Same thing, and yeah.
We're like just nice. South of the Berkshires.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So anything else you want to leave us with? How do you want to wrap this up? Do you got anything you want to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out channels? Obviously, everybody needs to go follow Steph on social media, and I will make sure that the links are on as soon as this is over. Yes. But anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we got it all.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. So Instagram, YouTube, your blog, what else?
TikTok.
Oh, no. Talk about short attention span. I find myself watching cat videos for 3 hours and I'm not sure why.
Crazy.
I open up my phone and my wife's like, did you see this duck? He's riding a gorilla. I'm like, oh, okay. 14 hours later, you've got nothing done but watched a bunch of 30-second videos.
Dang, I know.
Yeah, go work on your motorcycle.
I know with YouTube, yeah. It's funny. There's this discussion that like short form video is like the future, you know, and these blogs and these longer videos.
Yeah, and it's a shame because you can see that. Yeah. You can see that it's really going that route, which is disappointing, but you know, everything evolves.
I know, and same with Instagram. Like they're not pushing pictures, they're pushing reels.
When I first got on Instagram, it was all about photography and I loved it. And now it's the same as TikTok. It's just rebranded.
Yeah. And it's just not as like interface friendly. Like I hate to say it, but TikTok is for video format. That short video is better. Like even YouTube shorts, like it just doesn't compute.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And it's like anything too, because everyone thinks that, oh, YouTube will be around forever. Probably not.
I mean, look at Vine. Vine's gone, and everybody loved Vine, you know?
Your brother's lost. Be careful.
I know.
Yeah, it's amazing how much technology has come and gone.
Oh, yeah, and where it's going to go, you know?
I mean, look at Facebook. Facebook was all the rage. It's not anymore. No, it's really dying a slow death.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Except for my mom, because my mom's on there. But
I know all like the older generation that like Facebook's where it's at, you know.
Yeah, and it was funny too because when Facebook first started, it was such a big deal.
Yeah,
it was, and now you're just like Facebook. No,
it's like it's going the way of MySpace. Like MySpace.
Yeah.
See ya.
All short retention spans, for sure. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
Jeff. It was great. It was a nice surprise to have you on, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And hopefully our paths will cross soon because we are on the East Coast, so that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
That'd be awesome. So, guys, I don't know if Baggers and – somebody know if Baggers and Brews is live tomorrow because I don't honestly recall. But there's a bunch of lives going on. Denver's live on Sunday, and Droop and Dallas are live on Monday. And then who is it? Motor Noggin's live on Tuesday. So keep supporting the creators where you can, man. It's a lot of great creators in the side chat. So if you guys can support other channels, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you so much. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Try and get some riding in, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Bye.